Be honest with you, Jack. My head, this,
yeah,
for visual viewers, I'm pointing at my head, is a little fucked at the minute because we are a month and a half into tour,
mm-hmm,
and it's just fucking mush.
Right? Do you why?
What do you mean why? Because I'm a month and a half into tour, and I've been so this is my warning to all of my amazing viewers.
Shut up!
No! Please!
I'm talking.
Oh!
Shut up! I'm talking. Shut up! Shut up!
That might be difficult to mix. I worry for our beautiful editor Owen, who's going to have to try and make my "shut up, I'm talking" audible
after the
through your pleasers
title sequence.
Yep,
just a concern.
Just a concern for Owen, lovely Owen. Anyway, welcome everybody to "Shut Up, I'm Talking" episode 39. The 39th episode in this
Nearly
great
40.
Saga. Nearly 40, pushing 40 now.
Hey. That's what I didn't, sorry.
You have anything?
No, I just thought I'd hit that A.
Hit a proper Vicstar. To be fair,
click
though.
In your face. Yeah.
But anyway, we're here. We're well.
Where are we?
I'm well. We're in Perth. We're in Perth, Australia, in the WA state, which I forgot. Western Australia. I think it just means Western Australia. But either way, we're here. We're having a great time. But we'll get into that later. First off, we have to moan because our first segment of this damn podcast is the worst moment of the week.
But Jack, what's that?
It's exactly what it says on the fucking tin.
Oh, smashed it.
Idiot. Oh. So, Thomas, what is your worst moment?
All right. You want to know?
Yep, that's why I asked.
It happened again.
What happened, Tom?
The unthinkable, Jack. The unimaginable. The undreamable. All right?
What?
Where
were you?
I was on a plane. All right? And it happened.
How did you survive?
I don't know, mate. It was terrible. I couldn't believe it. I had to wake up this poor Australian woman.
How did I not hear this on the news?
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Tom, it was a national tragedy. Let's not say it was that not.
I think me pissing myself again is not.
Oh. Bugger. No. I was thinking of a different airline tragedy.
I couldn't believe it, man. Guess what? So I wake up on this airport. By the way, we're doing a 30-hour flight to fucking woke Australia. 30 hours. We're already about 15 hours in. I'm having finally a good sleep, Jack. All right. What are you doing?
Just thinking of that tragedy.
Oh, shut up, man. I'm fucking 15 hours into this goddamn flight. I'm sat next to this kind Australian woman who I haven't pissed her off, but I could have done because we got on the flight. You know, they give you two bottles of water. I drank out her water first thing. She went, "What are you doing?" I went, "I'm in the water." She went, "That's mine." I went, "Oh." But she went, "I don't have any strong diseases or anything." She was doing a bit of banter, but I was quite tired. So
Which
I just went.
Already, Australian banter's class.
It is class, but
it's
I just sort of went, "Yeah." I didn't know what to say back to her.
We've been on a lot. We'd already done a 6-hour flight by that point.
We're going to talk about our 30-hour travel day in a minute, which is ridiculous. But, so anyway, I wake up, Jack, at the bottom of my left leg. Piss dripping, mate. That was that sound. I go, "Oh, no, I'm so stressed." So I wake up this poor woman, and it's the bit in the flight. We're about 3/4 of the way through. Or it's all gone dark on the flight. She's having a fast kip. I go, I wake her up. I go, "I'm dead sorry. I need to go to the toilet." She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, God," she's very asleep. So I crawl over her. And then I get to the toilet. I'm thinking, "Oh, no, I can't believe this has
Did
happened again."
Did you not
again.
Drip piss was, on her when you called over?
I was wet. I was fucking miserable. I'm thinking this has happened again. Guess what, buddy? Looks like maybe the tides are changing for Tom Simons, because it wasn't piss. It was just a lot of sweat. A lot. So I did the classic. I even did the sniff test, where I sniffed around, and then I sniffed near the wee, and I sniffed around. Did not smell the same. So...
You're proper dirty.
I'm not dirty.
You are properly,
I'm
properly
dirty.
Dirty.
I'm
no,
not
you
dirty.
Are. I really...
This is how... If you had the same bladder as me, you would take these kind of precautions.
I sort of
like
have learnt this over the course of the tour.
I'm not dirty.
Mate.
How else am I dirty besides this one error?
If there's
one bodily error.
I've been thinking about this a lot. If I was someone who regularly pissed themselves in the way you do.
I don't regularly, I do occasionally.
Regularly. Regularly for an adult man.
Well,
I, yes.
So there's also
I would have a change of underwear on me. at all times. But what you choose to do in these situations, even if I was sweating that much out of my bollocks, I would at least have a change of underwear. Because let's face it, you're on a 16-hour flight here. If I knew that there's a good chance I'm going to get wet in the crotch region, I'd bring a change.
I don't think you just sit in it, man.
You sit in it like a baby sits in its diaper.
That's not true.
That's what you do. That's what you are.
That's not true.
A big diaper baby.
That's not true. I wipe up. I go to the toilet and I get the tissue and I wipe it all
up and sweat.
And also, it wasn't yellow. That's how I know. Don't just say that, man.
He goes, change me, change me. That's what he said to the lady. That's what he left out of the story. He shook her awake. He went, will you change me? And she went, no, go to the bathroom.
I did not.
And he went, no, I don't want to. And she went, go to the bathroom.
Right, what are you doing right now? Can I be honest with you, Jack? Young men are at a... There's a fucking crisis with young men in this country.
Well, the loneliness epidemic. You're going to hit me with the loneliness epidemic.
There's a fucking crisis with young men, all right? And they're all turning sexist. It's because of folks like you doing bullying. I got a real urge then to turn sexist and lonely because of the bullying.
The loneliness epidemic.
But I didn't. I didn't. I powered through, right?
I reckon if you end up lonely because you piss yourself regularly, that's not society's fault.
Right. You're doing it again, mate. This is the reason young men are all depressed.
I'll tell you about my worst moment then, shall I? First off, worst moment happening right now. I left my water over there. It's not here. Erin, would you throw me that water kindly?
Jesus Christ, Jack.
You can throw it. Oh yeah. Take the
label
off.
God damn.
Yeah, fuck them. We're not giving them any money. Right, cheers, Erin. Give it a chuck. I can catch. There you are. Lovely. Right. Anyway.
I'm going to drink out of it. What was the point in that whole...
I'll need it in a minute. Just wanted to be cool. Anyway, so my worst moment of the week actually pertains to the same flight, right? Because we had to get from America to Australia, which albeit is a long way, we had 30 plus hours of travel consecutively. It wasn't a travel day. It was like a day and a half of traveling straight, right? But to get from America, where we were just doing that, to here, Australia, where we're now doing this, we flew for 36 hours on and off. This has pissed me off because I looked into this. Australia should only be 16 hours from America.
Mm.
Who the fuck decided when we... Right, I've got to explain this. When we went on this tour, you know how we did it? Backwards. We've done everything backwards. I don't know who did this, but we set off from the UK and we flew to LA, which I don't know if you know, is the furthest bit from the UK. We ended in North Carolina. That's close to the UK. Why don't we start there? Because then if we'd ended in LA, guess what? That puts us closer to Australia. We wouldn't have had to do the 6-hour flight from North Carolina to LA because we would have just went that way. And then when we got here to Australia, where we are now, we went, all right, let's land in Sydney because that's the only place you can fucking land from LA. Oh, wait, where's the last stop we're going on this tour, Tom? Sydney. We're going to start in Perth, which is 5 hours away. We could have just started in Sydney and slowly made our way over through the tour that we're doing, that charitable fucking act, and then we would have ended up here in the end. And guess what? This is closer to the UK. We would have been closer to... Oh, no, it's closer to Singapore, where we go next. This would have made the Singapore flight fucking 6 hours instead of 8. Why? Who did this? Are you trying to upset me? Did you intentionally make everything the longest fucking way? We went the most stupid long way. That was an extra 10 hours of flying for no fucking reason. How long? Most people can't even hack a 10-hour flight. Never mind a 36-hour one. Just pissed me off so badly. It was rubbish. I just had to sit about next to strangers and, like, you know, and I never know what to watch. So I end up watching their films and I just didn't want to watch. I'm watching fucking, I don't even know what I was watching. It was a Bollywood movie called Three Idiots. That's what it was called, The Three Idiots or something. I'm just sat watching over fucking Steve's shoulder. That was my mate next to me on the plane, Steve. Shout out, Steve. Nothing wrong with him. But fucking hell. God, this was annoying. It's the worst moment of my life.
Jack, I actually think you might be the smartest man there is.
Why? Yeah, but no, this is the problem, Tom. I'm not the smartest man there is. Why did no one else think of this?
I actually think, yeah, you might be the smartest man alive.
Why did I, in 3 minutes, come up with a quicker route?
Oh my God, I actually can't hack this any longer. I can't entertain your batshit bullshit crazy, Jack. Because venues have, guess what, Jack? The world doesn't revolve around the Tommy Nutt Survival Tour as much as I wish it did, because there's other people playing in the venues,
no
Jack.
Way.
And we have to, Jack, breathe, please, honey. But we had to go to these other venues to work it around in the routing when there's other people playing. Do you know what I mean? We have to slot into these places.
But I'm sorry, there's no way that we had to do everything in the exact opposite order.
And there's different companies that all go under
this. I get a little bit. There's always a little bit of like going somewhere that it would have been easier to go. So I get that. But we did the whole thing backwards.
It was good character building, man. Quit whinging.
We didn't even sit next to each other. We all sat
next to you had Steve. I had the nice Australian woman I had weed on. Do you know what I mean?
Aaron had to go downstairs on the plane. They set him down. There was two floors of the plane. They put him in the fucking luggage hold. Right?
They put him in the luggage hold. They put him in economy.
We just might as well be the same thing. Might as well be the same fucking thing.
Not economy. Oh, I hate economy.
I am being a wanker, but I just.
Do you think? Do you really think?
No, I don't actually, because I think some people should have had a think about this, because no one clearly did. Because someone went, you know what? No, it'd be really funny if Jack Manifold has to fly lots.
You must have such a hard. And what have you done the past 2 days? Sit by a beach for
and get sunburned
and drink. Oh, don't even. All right, we're gonna get to all of this later on and more, guys. That sounds like I'm going to do a sponsor, but yeah, it's been an amazing few weeks. By the way, I've had an amazing time, except for the loneliness. But this is all right. So
yeah.
So you decide, fans, who had a worse moment. I think it was me. Anyway,
you just sweat. You had sweaty balls. Genuinely, are you trying to argue with me that having sweaty balls?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Very, very. It wasn't just balls. It was everything. But what's it called? The taint? Sweaty taint. That's the bit for younger fans between your arse.
Right.
All right. Yeah, so we had this great travel day. Also, on the plane, this was very stressful for me, by the way. This is my last thing from the great travel day, and we'll never speak about it again.
Thank fuck.
And just so, I feel like Jack didn't say, this was North Carolina to LA, LA to Sydney, Sydney to Perth. And LA to Sydney, which was the really long one, there was this woman sat behind me, and the nice Australian woman put her chair all the way back. I went, oh, great, I'm going to do that. So I put my chair all the way back. I was like, this is great, man. I'm fucking living it up here in Premec. That's what we call premium economy. But Premec. I was chilling in Premec. And then I look around, and this woman's got a right face on. I go, oh, is it all right? I put my chair back. She goes, she's an old Australian lady. And I thought all Australians were kind. She goes, no, not one bit, mate. That's why I did the buzzer.
You've got to do the voice, though.
That's why I did the buzzer.
You've got to do the voice.
I'm not doing the voice.
But do the voice.
She goes, fucking, she's like, well, you're going to have to put it up when food's here.
Mate.
I'm like, all right.
Mate.
Yeah, I can do that. She goes, mate. Sorry, I'm really tired and I was going to go for a sleep. And she went, yeah, I just thought it was obvious.
Mate.
And I go, that's not even, how would that have been obvious? So I was very shocked. But then she had real bad manners. You know, I'm a real stickler for bad manners. Only word ones, though. Physical ones, I'm fine with people being messy. But the verbal bad manners, Jack, it crosses a line with me. And I really had to, like, she really pushed me. And I was really not in the mood for this stressful woman who was giving me all looks and giggling at me and being horrible like a little schoolgirl bully. And I was so sick. And Jack, I had to use every fibre of my being to not explain to her why she was wrong. And I did. I nearly did. And I took 10 minutes to calm down. And then I fell asleep. But yeah. I properly was ready to go, right. The way you're chatting to me is not nice. I would have done that, Jack. I always serve myself justice, not others, really.
Anyway. I really tried to get into that story, but you just didn't do the voice, so it was really hard to imagine. I couldn't imagine her because you didn't give her the voice.
He's going like, you're so obvious, mate. It's so obvious.
Oh, right, okay, I get it now. I got it now. I, this week though, Tom, before we move on, I do have an honourable mention worst moment.
Oh, I was going to say, because your worst moment was too short this week, Jack.
No, but this is important to say, and it ruined my day when I found out, like, yesterday, I think it was, as of recording this. The fucking Outdoor Boys are done. They're leaving YouTube. Do you know the Outdoor Boys?
No.
It's this great dad, and he goes on, like, I don't know if they live in Alaska, but he spends a lot of time there. And they just go out in nature, and they're like, fucking survive. And he like makes igloos and shit, and he's like a proper like Bear Grylls type dad. He just takes his kids with him and puts them like not really in danger, because I think he's very good at what he does, but it, you know, it always seems like it.
It's like what?
They're just going out and like camping the fucking Alaskan wilderness. It's like just caked in snow and shit. It's just like
Jesus.
It's incredible. And he films it all, puts it on YouTube. He's been doing it for years. right? And it was like the last hope for me. He's like these, you know, there's 20-minute long videos of just him building dens out in the fucking wilderness and making a fire and shit. And that's it. That's the whole video. He just explains shit. And this channel, I'm talking, it had like 12 million subs. And it had like, it was getting like 10 million views a pop. And I was like, you know what? It ain't about the views, but it's nice to see something so authentic, just a dad having a good time with his kids, do so well. It was like my last beacon of hope that like when Mr. Beast is like dominating everything, the outdoor boys are still here. And then he goes, I'm done. And his reason, genuinely, his reason was just, he's like, I've gotten too famous. That was it. He was just like, he's like, you know, this channel has about 2 billion views. He's like, but everyone now just puts our content on TikTok all the time. So now it's like, there's like 4 billion additional views from short form that other people do. And he's like, it's just getting quite difficult to like give my kids a normal life. And he's like, this is only going to get worse if I carry on. So I'm going to stop it now. That's nice. And I thought it was unbelievably, incredibly like well thought out and good. And like the way he left, it was a 4-minute long video where he just explains that and goes, I might film a bit more stuff. It'll all release at the end of the year. So you won't see me until at least the end of the year. I'm going to help my kid grow his YouTube channel. He really wants to have a go at it. Bye. It's like really brief. It was that's like the sick. Best video ever. So you know what? It's like a bittersweet moment of the week because I'm really happy for them and I'm glad they made that choice if it's better for them. But did you just grab one of the rubber feet from the tripod?
I like seriously need something to fiddle with my hands.
Okay. But anyway, they left and I just wanted to say, Godspeed, outdoor boys. I hope you keep being outdoors. I don't need to see it. I just hope they're doing it in private now. So yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Anyway, you've been on a tour for the past month. Tell us about it.
Right, so I've got some good highlights. So before we just came to Australia, we had, since the last normal podcast episode...
Which was Atlanta.
Atlanta, that was 2.5 weeks ago, maybe longer.
At least, yeah, maybe yeah. 3.
So for a week of this tour, Jack went away and Koi Piso, lovely Koi, joined us on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little podcast with him on his channel on couch surfing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so...
Much faster turnaround.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, though. He doesn't have a map hat. I don't know why I'm getting... Anyway. Anyway, I've had a month, and I thought I'd just rattle through all the highlights that I had. Some of here, Jack was 4, some you were away. So, one, this is fucking mental. This is madness. So, you know, in the Minecraft movie, everyone started going to the thing going, chicken jockey, and it became like the little shout-out.
The little chicken
jockey.
Well,
I got my own little shout-out, Jack. And it's not good. Is in the show, I have this one joke where I go, I'm dating a fan.
Which admittedly is already a bold...
funny little edgy joke I put in, all right? A little edgy joke where I go, I'm dating a fan.
It's already bold. It's already
And then the guest goes, that's cool with me. I love dating fans. But he goes, are you really dating a fan? And I go, yes. Now, I go, yes. What happened at the Schlatt show is some of Schlatt's audience had also came who were a bit older, a bit edgier, and a lot more shouty-outy. And... right the millisecond before I went to go, am I dating a fan? Yes. I started saying yes, and some person in the crowd managed to slip out in like the second before I say it. Is she a minor? And I went, yes. It's just the whole room. And I went, no, no, no. And the whole room erupted into the biggest laughter we've had all tour. And I could not believe it. But now, that I didn't realise this, but a clip of that did the rounds.
It did. I saw this.
Every single time it gets to that bit in the show, at least one person in the crowd goes, is she a minor? Do you know how weird of a joke that is with your fans to have like a meta pedophile joke in the show?
All the parents always go,
if you could have told me in 2021 that like me and the fans would have a weird meta-pedo joke where they joke about you being a pedo, but they know I'm not really, but they think it's funny. It's so weird.
It isn't the best, especially as a Minecraft YouTuber.
No.
You know?
Well, I'm confident I've never dated a minor.
No, so you probably did when you were a minor. I remember you doing it.
I was there. I watched you do it. Okay.
So really, I'm complicit, so I don't know why I've admitted that, really. Yeah. It's a joke, because you were allowed then, because you were the same age.
Why would you do this?
It's true. What do you want me to do, lie? You did, when you were also a child, which is okay.
Did you? You've dated a minor as well.
When I was a minor, yeah. When I was a little boy. All my girlfriends ever have always been older than me, though, so I maintain, you know, I'm right. Good.
I'm going to keep moving. Because that stumped me. I have nowhere to go, nowhere to riff. Jesus. Right. Here's another question for you.
Mm.
Do I look suspicious? Because I left my hotel, my Bruce book in one of the hotels, right?
Mm.
And I went to go get it, and all I left is a book. And I went to the lady, went, I'm so sorry, cleaning lady. She was like, down the hall. I've just been in that hotel. Could I go in and grab my book? Because I've left it. She was like, really? I was like, yeah. I've just in here. I've gone out, but I left my key card has left in the room. I've gone. She's like, how can you prove it? And I was like, well, I saw you as a lad. I've just came downstairs, gone, oh, I need to get my book. I need to go. That's it. It's only a book. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to get this one book. It's Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen, and then leave. She's like, And then, like I was in a fucking Family Guy sketch, on the other side of the hallway, she really, really purposefully, slowly walked over to me, kind of eyeing me out as she did it. And it just made me think, I don't think I look like a liar. Like a thief or suspicious. But I really got a... Oh, my God, do I?
I don't think so, because I... If it makes you feel better, I also did this.
Okay.
At some point, I left something in my room. No, I just locked myself out. I left my key in there. And I thought, oh, shit. I was about to... And then I saw a cleaner. I'm ever sorry. I've locked my key in there. Would you mind just letting me back in so I can grab my key? And she's like, no, I can't do that. She didn't even give me the chance. So I had to go down to reception and sort of be like, I'm sorry. And I've done this on this tour 6 times.
Really?
I leave keys so frequently. So I often...
Only there were some like meds you could have that would stop.
Well, yeah, but they've cruelly put them behind an appointment.
You've been whinging about this appointment for 2.5 months.
So hard to book. So hard to book. I've tried, but I keep failing. I missed it once.
Right. It's an appointment, Jack.
Yeah, but
for your ADHD meds, it's not.
No, I didn't miss it. Sorry, this is what I did. The guy messaged me and went, would this time work? And I, in my brain, went, yes. But then I didn't reply. So then the day before I went, oh, are we still good for that time? I realised I never confirmed, but...
I said in Seattle I would help you with it.
Yeah, well, what have you been doing, mate?
You didn't remind me.
You silly prick. What the thing my issue is? That's the part you're supposed to be helping me with.
All right, here's another one for you. I just want to talk about, this has happened before we filmed the last one, but I only remembered it because I trauma blocked it. We had one 5 a.m. start in LA. And I want to describe to you the worst morning I've had in my entire life, by the way. I got up at 5 a.m. and I thought, I'm going to have a quick shower. And I opened the day. I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to some really loud rap music. So I begin the day listening to rap. I'm like, oh, this is not nice. This is like, I don't know. And by this point, I've sat over there and I'm having a poo.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, why have I began my day with this?
Mm.
And then you text something about, can I come get my coat from you? Because I need my coat to put in my bag. But I was like, yeah.
Not even that. You just kept complaining. You didn't want to pack my coat.
Yeah, because I've been carrying your coat. What am I? You're fucking... Anyway.
No. I need to justify this. You said to me you were going to leave my coat if I didn't come grab it before this one. I was not having that. It was an expensive coat. I'm not having it left.
So what?
So bear that in mind, that you bought this on yourself.
It's early morning. I've got the wrong song on. I'm like, God, it's 5 fucking a.m. And then I start hearing on my door, bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, oh, I'm sat on the toilet like, what the fuck? And it's you like, I need my coat now. And obviously wasn't going to leave it in the fucking... I would have carried it
to
you.
You said that. And
you're like, I need my coat now. Where's my coat? Now you, Jack, you get a little more stressed in the mornings, if you don't mind me saying.
That might be true.
It's very true. Anyway, but I was just like, I could not believe... Oh, it was just ridiculous. And it was just such a... I remember thinking, like, this is... And I remember... Oh, I'm also being privileged, thinking this is one of the hardest moments of my life. But I was like, this is miserable. It wasn't one of the hard... Well, it was up there. It was miserable. Right. I see a lot of wild animals. I thought, me and Aaron went to a park, and I saw deer and ducklings in the wild. That was awesome. It made me very happy.
Glad you recovered from that terrible moment by seeing a duck.
Oh, it was so good. Here's another thing for you. You actually... Like, And I don't mean this as an insult, more of a wow, and maybe an incentive to not get meds, or maybe two. You actually talk forever. We had a 7-hour travel day, 7 hours in a car, and Jack just talked the whole time. And you left for a week, and it was quiet, and we'd listen to music and sit quietly, and then you came back, and you just would talk like for 7 hours. That's a really long time. And the only thing you did when you didn't talk is you reviewed your video, and every minute and a half you'd pause your video to tell the car your thoughts.
No, just you.
No, the car. It was a tiny car.
Well, I was just telling you. They can listen in, but it was. I would. I don't know if you remember, but I was nudging you.
What's the longest you think you could talk for?
24 hours?
Really?
I've done it.
When?
Stream. 24-hour stream. It's just talking for 24 hours. So that's what I've... Oh, no, I sleep for a little bit.
In a car journey like that?
20 hours.
That's crazy.
But yeah, talking is great.
Everything's great in moderation.
No. Talking's great in excess. I will never get bored of talking. There is always something new to discuss. The world is full of wonder, and I wish to share it.
Here's Tom's travel tip one as well. This is I've been writing travel tips. Laundry bags, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right, here's Tom's travel tip
two. What a fucking boring tip. What do you mean? Laundry bags, oh, yeah. What are you trying to imply?
They're good. Never heard of them till now. They're brilliant.
You got one on the first tour.
No.
Yeah, you did. Adam gave us them.
I lost mine. Anyway, fucking laundry bags, brilliant. Second travel tip. This one's actually great. Laundry bags is fine. This one's actually great. Bring a HDMI cable. Because any room you go to, you can just plug into your telly. Every room I've been going to, just plug in straight in from my laptop. And I'm just playing what I want to. It's amazing.
That's good.
I lost it though, so I was.
Yeah, I've got one. I actually forgot to tell you, and I've not used it.
Shall I borrow it?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Welcome.
Right, what are your tour highlights?
Oh, yeah. I have written them down as well. Hang on.
Oh, one honourable mention, just of when Jack got, about Jack's morning anxiety. On one of the last, on the beginning of our 30-hour travel day, Jack had a serious anxious pang about rice.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault.
You thought rice was going to kill you.
I wasn't, that was a different day, but.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. But it was because I said, guys, can I reheat shrimp fried rice? And everyone, and Maya, our fucking VIP manager, went, yeah, the prawns will be fine. It's the rice that will kill you. I thought, what? Because I wasn't even thinking about the rice. Prawns is like, it's always the meat that's the problem. She went, yeah, if you don't heat rice up to the point where it's steaming, it'll kill you.
Which I don't think is true.
I think she made that up. But first thing in the morning, I have to lay in bed for at least 10 minutes after I wake up because of the debilitating anxiety. So at this point, bearing in mind, it's maybe only 20 minutes since I've got up. Yeah, but this isn't a therapy session, Tom.
You invited questioning.
No, I didn't. I just said it.
You wouldn't usually say it. I was cute. I care.
That's fine, but I need to finish this story about the rice.
All right.
Anyway, I'm at my anxious state, which I am in the morning, as you rightfully said, and I get told rice might kill me if it's not red hot. So I ate two mouthfuls. I'm like, fuck this, it's not hot enough. So I threw away all the rice.
All right, what are your tour highlights then, Jack?
Here it is. In Atlanta, you guys all left me. This is admittedly because I was leaving the tour to go back home for a wedding and to see my loved ones. But I was left in Atlanta for a day. So I had a good day, went to the aquarium, great time.
With McKenna Grace?
Yes. I wasn't going to have to name drop. Sometimes I can just do cool things and not tell the world. But
you did, though. She posted it on Instagram, so.
Well, she told the world.
Yeah.
Not me. I kept it nonchalant. But yeah, we went to the aquarium. It was a great time. And then I left, said bye. And I booked an Uber to go to the airport. Bless her. McKenna offered to drive, and I said, no, I've already booked an Uber. So I got my Uber. I get in, and it is this lovely, I think she was 52, I think she said, 52-year-old lady. I got in the car, and, you know, she's, I sort of explained that I was touring quite quickly. I can't remember what she like asked me, like, why I was there. And I was like, oh, I'm working. I'm on a tour. I've only been here a few days. And she instantly, when I said I was touring, she went, oh, I bet you're one of those supermodels.
Poor
lady, don't flatter me so. And I was like, no. And she, the whole journey, she would just drop in little compliments like this. It was incredible. She was like, I told her I was going back for a wedding, and she was going, what are you going to wear? I'm like, well, I'm not sure yet. This is the problem. I'm actually still deciding. And she's going, well, if it's a daytime wedding, you know, I would wear. And she was telling me what to wear. And she's like, at the end, she just goes, but I don't need to tell you how to look good.
Oh,
lady, don't do this. It was incredible. I've never felt so flattered.
Right at the last hurdle as well before
she
you see
so
Eleanor.
She was so kind. She was so, no. It was more like having a kind aunt. It was just lovely. It was just a lovely, lovely, like, situation. And, you know, and she was giving me all this advice about what to do in Chicago. That was it. That was all my highlights. Oh, JK.
That was it.
You had one highlight.
That was my only, like. A woman called me good looking.
It was nice, but that was my only memorable singular moment.
It's the only thing you remembered of the American tour.
Can I be honest? Unless I write things down, I forget them, and that was the only one I noted down as a podcast story.
I'm noticing a few symptoms of something.
But the only thing I also had to say was just this show is really good. I really enjoy this one. More than, I think I've already said this, but I really, the past few ones, because our bit's like an hour long, and whenever I do it, and there's a few moments where like I really like, get a run of it for a bit, you know, it's sort of my section for a while, and it's like you don't really say very much, and I get these real moments of just having these like real connections with the audience, and I really get it. I was like, oh, I really get why Tom wants to pursue this sort of like moment of feeling like in command of the room and feeling like, you know, everyone's really there and be like entertained is very, very, I get it. And I said if you want a tour more, I'll always come with you, kid.
Thanks, Jack.
But I mean, that's not probably I mean, like, there's probably a few like caveats to that, but I guess I was in a pretty good mood when I wrote that. Anyway, this is my next segment. It's called Thoughts on Tour, because look, I'm not very good at remembering things that have happened, but I am great at remembering my thoughts. First thought, because we did the MatPat episode last, that was only like a week ago, if that.
The Pats episode.
That's very true. Sorry, originally it was a MatPat episode, but we got a surprise Steph appearance. We were told the day before, can Steph come?
Very welcomed, too.
Very welcomed, but we didn't expect her, so we were very, very, very happy to see her. But the Pats episode, I just wanted to, the Pats are the fucking best. That's all, I just wanted to say that. Like, in no way to, like, disrespect other guests we've had, because they're all great.
Oh, like, except a guy, not.
Fucking really. Don't, he's nice, and, you know, he redeemed himself with a worm.
Yeah, I know, but it was horrible when he choke-slammed mirrors. I mean,
but I genuinely, out of all the people I've met, all the people I've met that I've been fans of over the years, everyone's been great, but I genuinely have not been like more like heartwarmed than meeting the Patricks. They're such lovely people that have such a great amount of time for everyone, and they really care and they give the best advice.
Yeah,
like, there's every time I see at least Matt, but both of them especially, every time I see them, I come away with like three things I just like take into life and like learn from, like the advice they give is so good.
They are proper legends.
Anytime I ask them about anything, I come away going, wow, they really get it. Holy shit, I'm gonna start doing that. Just
fucking Auntie Judith, she came to the New York show and she got MatPat to sign a little letter for her son's girlfriend. He wrote a fucking double sides.
Wow.
He just gave it his everything.
He really...
He's amazing.
Gives a shit
watching
about
him,
people.
You know, with the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I'm quite good at meet and greets. I give everyone quite a lot of time. That's what I thought until I watched MatPat do it. He was there for double the amount of time as me. Everyone he, like, connected with and had a long chat with.
He just really...
Him. He's just an empath.
His ability to make human connection is like... And Steph as well, both of them. Like, because I've seen it from both of them.
I've only seen it from Matt, but I was like...
Well, I mean, I've not seen it with fans from Steph, but I've seen it with us.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm fucking shit. I'm actually shit with my fans compared to MatPat.
It's incredible. I really just wanted to say to give them like a real like kudos.
Love you, Pat,
for being like the best people ever. Next thought, not as positive. I can see how rock and roll stars have drug problems. There's something about like touring that like I get it, man. I have drank so much more.
You really
since
have.
Getting here.
Yeah.
Not like, no, whoa, 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 whoa. That was a look. You gave me a look. There was like a, there's like a something to that. It's not, I don't mean it like that.
Right.
It really lends itself to like, I was trying to explain it to my dad. It's like, there's two things that happens. Either you have a day off and you think, great, I've got a day off. And it's always sunny here. And I'm like, oh, nice little beer at the beach. Don't mind if I do. And then otherwise you have a show.
Time really changes, didn't it? Because it's like, usually it's like I have my full 5 day week and then it's the weekend and it's like I might have a drink. Whereas this is like I have a day of really hard work, then I have a full rest day. So your rest day, you're like, oh, I'll have a drink.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? It's like, but then after the day of really, really hard work.
But then after the tour, after the show, you're like, that was really, really hard work. I'll have a drink to wind
in it.
You know
this
what
is
mean?
What I'm saying.
Like, you get so much more.
It really like, you know, at home, I'll just get through a work day, eat my dinner, go to bed. Like, it won't cross my mind. But here, it's like,
there's so much more victory.
Yeah, it's those two things. It's the victory of finishing a show, which you definitely want to celebrate every time. There's such a, you know, you're still wide awake. It's like 11 p.m. You're like, oh, what is there to do in the evening? Have a bev at the bar before I go to bed. Great. Or you have a day off and you think, great, got a day off. It's like, and I get if, I mean, I don't do drugs, but I would imagine if I was someone who was into drugs, then it would just, yeah, you know, take hold.
I've had to exercise discipline.
What, as an avid drug taker yourself?
No, to just not drink crazy amounts.
But, you know, I was like, yeah, it's just a bit like, it's a bit mad. I was like, really like, oh, I completely get why a lot of touring artists end up with like substance abuse issues.
Yes.
It's an environment that really lends itself to substance. Mm. So that was a thought I had. Another thought I had, basically the whole time I've been here, I've just been watching gangster shit. I watched all of The Penguin, and then I've been watching The Sopranos, and I just don't think I should be watching any more mafia shit.
Is The Penguin any good?
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty good. It was worth a watch. It's only 8 episodes. But yeah, that, you know, being a fucking Italian mobster is really, I'm feeling the appeal at the moment. Really getting it, you know?
Really?
I don't think, don't worry. I don't think I could ever be an Italian
worry.
Mobster.
No, I don't think you have it in you.
Well, I definitely don't have the Italian. I think that's the...
You can do an accent.
Hey! Yeah, I could do the voice, but, you know.
See, I did it.
Yeah, but, you know, I watch The Sopranos and I go... And I don't think I'm supposed to take this away. I think actually the exact opposite of the show is glamorization. But, you know, when I see him give pussy an order and kiss him on the head, I go...
Pussy's a character from the show.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I realised. Out of context.
Sounded not good, yeah.
His name's Sal Big Pussy. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, and he kisses him on the head. And they're always drinking,
kiss.
Jack.
And they're always having a little day drink because they're coming up with their little schemes and they're smoking cigars and looking cool while they're doing it. So looking like fucking like a little gimp.
Weed or anything like that. They're doing what, you know, your sort. It's all your ballpark.
It's all my ballpark.
Cigars and...
A little bit of whiskey. Oh. A nice suit, you know. Meeting with the boys, kissing them on the head.
You could be the first like mobster YouTuber. Like you could show up places in a suit and kiss. You could just start, man. There's nothing to stop you. Just
maybe I could embrace the lifestyle of it while not doing the crime.
Yeah.
This is the problem. I don't think I have crime in me. I think I would feel paranoid. I think that anxiety.
Yeah, 15 minutes in the morning.
That anxiety. Yeah, I need at least an hour in bed. You know what I mean?
No.
So I
don't have crime in me neither.
I don't think I have it, but I just. Oh man. Those guys, it's family, man. It's their family. And yes, sometimes they have to shoot each other.
Just try.
Sometimes people disrespect the family code.
Just come in a full suit, glass of whiskey, cigars. Just try the lifestyle, man. Just try it. We see if it suits you.
You think that'd be, if I just start showing up to gatherings with a cigar and a glass of whiskey?
It's going to be summer. There's no other time to try it than summer.
No, there is. The suits will be really hot.
But wear their summer outfits. They always wear like a sweater and, you know, then well dressed in summer too.
Mm, yeah, maybe just a shirt and the dress pants. Yeah, maybe.
Just try it, man. Give it a try.
Maybe. Do you think I can do the phrases? Do you think I can go, Maron? You think I can do that? You think I can hit the Italian
phrases?
You can
have your own phrase. You get some Mansfield phrases.
Ah, yeah, but Maron, I don't even know what it means. It could be bad. I might be saying something bad now. I don't know. But like that, you know, what I could hit like a little, I could come in and go, where's the gabagool, you know?
Can I say before our next point, I've just been having a real bad time. I picked up this bottom of a tripod to fiddle with and I've been like sticking my finger in it. But now my finger stinks. I'm a super
it
smeller.
Stinks?
Yeah, the inside of this stinks. But then I've also, now
it doesn't stink.
It does. Now I've...
It's that, yeah.
But what I've done is I've itched my eye with the tripodness and it's fucking...
Oh, you know what it is? Remember those?
He's really getting it. Okay, get it back,
kid,
man.
No. You remember as a kid those like mats? Remember those little play mats? And they were like jigsaw puzzles that
fit
together.
It's like that.
It's them.
Can I have it back, please. I'm fiddling with
it. It's them.
Hang on, wait.
I wonder if I can.
Yeah. No. What are you doing?
I was trying to make a little popping noise.
And then I wipe my finger with where it's been. My eye's stinging a bit, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, that was our stimming segment. Anyway. Final thought I had on tour, fucking this new Superman movie, I'm well excited.
Oh, it looks so
James
sick.
James Gunn
so
Superman.
Sick.
It looks so good. It's a little corny in elements, but that's fucking Superman for you, man. He's a goofball. He's a sweet little soul.
It's going to be the highest grossing movie of the year.
Tom keeps thinking that. I'm a little bit more skeptical.
The world needs Superman right now.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know whether the world knows it.
Oh, they know it. Superman's so famous. It's going to be Superman.
I don't know.
Superman.
I think Superman fell off a little.
No, you just... Yeah, but...
it's not his fault. It's the fault of the fucking...
Yeah, but
like,
what...
Not, I, you know I love him. You know I love my boy Zack Snyder. My good friend Zack Snyder, I've met twice.
Good friend. You met him.
But twice. Spoke to him twice.
Here's the thing.
But, you know, he did ruin Superman a little.
Here's the thing, right?
I mean, no, actually.
Oh
no,
my God,
no,
can I say the thing?
No, because I've got to quickly clarify.
Jack.
Man of Steel is a great... he didn't ruin him in Man of Steel. It was the later stuff. I just need to say that Man of Steel
what
is a good
movie. A fall off to us, you know, a few years of downtime. Superman can take 30 years. He's been around for so long. He can have 30 years where he's chilling. He's not fell off. He's fucking Superman, Jack. The time is different. He lives in a different world to us. And he also goes to fucking planet Krypton. Do you know what I mean?
He doesn't. It's blown up.
The only thing...
It blew up.
Oh, yeah, it did blow up, yeah. The only thing that could fall off Superman is fucking kryptonite, mate. Not views. He didn't think in the same fucking world as us.
I'm on about views, man. I'm on about is the way...
Relevance.
He's
not about relevance. He's bothered about kryptonite.
I think he lost cultural stead.
Yeah, no.
I think for years there's been good Superman movies. Like, the Christopher Reeves movies, I think, and they were standalone. It really... highlighted Superman, and he sort of became this weird plot narrative device for the weird Snyderverse. I think it did some damage to his character. I do.
Yeah, he'll bounce back.
I hope so.
I've got no doubt.
You have no doubts. I'm worried, but that's
right.
Okay.
And that takes us to present day. Where now segment now we're in Australia.
Yeah,
we've just had a couple of days off. Here's a couple of things for you. You're a prick.
Likewise.
You fucking mate. Sunburnt my back because of you. We're sat on the beach. I go, oh, Jack, can you do my back?
No.
Why not?
No.
So I just, and then I fucking come back and my back's all burnt. I went, Jack, you fucking, I started shouting at the mirror like I was,
you're an
like
arse
I was the Green Goblin or
you,
Joker.
You didn't give my perfectly reasonable reasons as to why I didn't want to do your back.
Why?
You just went, no. That's not what I did. I went, no. Your back is horribly hairy.
It's just got a bit of hair at the top.
No, it's the worst. You know what, right? You're a hairy guy. You've got a lot of chest hair and stuff. And
look at this.
I know, a bit of a beard at the minute. I can forgive the chest hair.
Thank you.
You got like, you got wiry back hair. Like a rat that started balding. Like,
that's horrible. This is, you're body shaming me.
Yes. It's I don't like it. I don't.
That's horrid. I became deeply self-conscious about it. I can't even go shirtless. I'm going to shave it off.
No, it's not your fault.
No,
I have a weird phobia. I hate. Makes me feel ill. Makes me gag when I see like a hair like on a table or on a like when it's on a head or like when it's in a clump. No, don't. Please don't. Seriously, it freaks me out.
All right. Well, if you ever wrong me, I'm going to get one of my back hairs like a weapon.
Yeah, I hate it. But stop it.
I'm seeing if I can get one for me.
No, I don't want you to get one. Will you stop?
Oh, I didn't.
But anyway,
this time.
Do
you really hate that?
The problem with your back is the hair, they're like randomly just placed.
It is odd.
It looks like you just sort of rolled in glue for a bit and then rolled in like a barber shop.
It's really mean.
You know what I mean? Like it's sort of, there's just like a few hair and they're a bit long. And this isn't your fault.
Being pretty mean about my
body.
No,
because the thing is,
men are lonely and depressed.
No, I imagine to most people, this isn't a problem. I just have a thing. And the best thing is, because you got burnt, I felt so guilty I did it for you yesterday.
No, you didn't. Erin did it.
No, I did it.
Oh,
you bellend. That was a big thing for me.
Time you did
yeah, that was a
time.
Big thing. So don't forget.
That was a big thing. You put a bit of sunburn on my... You did go very quiet while you did it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, wow.
I hate that. Like, it really... And I know this isn't your fault, and I don't mean to be rude, because I know it's your body and all that, but, like, I can't hack it. It's horrible. It really is.
What about your pubes or your armpit hair?
No, they're full. They're full.
What?
You ever seen when a pube comes off
and you're in the bath or something? Everyone has that.
I'm not fond of it.
Does it that freak you out?
I'm not fond of it, as I say. It's mine, so I'm a bit better with it. It's when it's a stranger's that it's worse. I hate... I've kind of slowly gotten used to with living with Ellie, the fact that like girls, sometimes their hairs come out.
Yeah.
But I still don't like it.
Yeah.
If there's too many of them... this is the one thing I can't do. I cannot... For the life of me. You know, when, like,
can you unclog drains?
No, I can't unclog drains. I have to have Ellie do it.
I love it.
I will vomit. I hate it.
The big mess of mine, Aaron, and Harry's pubes. Oh, I'm like, oh, it's no, fun, see, fun
I'll,
ball.
I'll gag, seriously.
I play with it.
Seriously, it makes me so ill.
And that it's a bit wet as well.
No. Seriously.
Mine and
seriously,
Harry and Aaron's this is not,
fuck altogether. It, I'll start mentioning bum holes. Seriously. This is my equivalent. This is my equivalent of that, all right? I've unveiled something sensitive.
Everyone go on r/chatmanifold and just start posting images of hairs.
Seriously, don't. I'm going to seriously show you a picture of
goats. No. Please.
Okay,
right.
Can you see I've been watching The Sopranos there? You fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Really, Kate? I told
you,
man.
Fun one. You're not that fun. I've been playing in the sea, man. You're never playing in the sea with me. Only
no,
a little
I told
bit.
You why I don't do the sea.
Why?
It's my skin itch. I've got sensitive skin.
You
salt
went in the other day,
but
you still didn't play with me. You just sort of lay there in a big weird star. Well, not me.
Lovely.
I'm going in and playing. I got in again. I made friends with these kids.
Yeah,
I
but
was
you're
playing
a
with
child.
Them. I'm not a child. I'm a man. And I was playing with these guys. You guys got a ball. Can I play catch you? And they went, yeah. And then they went, are you Tommy in it? I went, yeah, I am. And they were like, okay. And then get this. They threw it to me more.
Because you were Tommy in it.
But then they stopped throwing it to me more because they realized I was crap. But there was a brief 5 minutes where I was like, oh, wow, this must have been what it was like to be cool back in the day. And then me and Aaron got in the sea yesterday. We double bang sea days. It's been amazing.
We did.
And we did some amazing games. There was loads of horrible seaweed and we'd get it up and cover ourselves in it and be the seaweed monster and go, ugh. I also did a sick one. This is my new one. Sand clap. I got loads of sand. Then I clap it together and it fucking goes everywhere. People are looking at me so annoyed. And then we were also fighting the waves and trying to jump them. It was so fun, man. You got to play, man. You were sat there. I spray you with a water gun. You go, yeah, dickhead. And then I ask you for the tennis balls and you throw them.
I'm trying to just have
angry.
A little lay down and you start spraying me with a water gun. You're
oh, it was the coolest water gun ever. I binned it, but it was so cool. And it was this like, what was it? What was the gun?
It was a Colt 44.
It was a Colt 44 water gun. It was crap, but it looked so cool. Anyway, I give you a little spray. You think, oh, this will encourage him. You have a little go at me. Do you know what I mean? You got to get a little more jovial, man. You're not going to be a good dad otherwise.
No. I'm great with kids. I have a nephew and we play.
Oh, well, what the fuck is this about then?
Because you're a bloke. I'm not playing with some bloke.
What do you mean?
I'm not playing
it's
with
fun.
Blokes.
It's fun.
I'm
it's
not playing
fun
with,
to play.
I will play
literally
with my
adult
fucking
men.
8-year-old
mate,
nephew.
You get
sure.
wankered and go play darts, mate. That's no different to being sober and going
yeah,
in the sea.
Yeah.
Are you
I'll play
stupid?
I'll play a man's game like fucking
oh,
pool.
Oh, my God.
Or
you're
darts.
A traditional man, Jack. You've got to unlearn these internal values and so you can have fun.
No.
And when you're on your deathbed and you've been like, oh, fuck it, and you'll be 40 as well because the alcohol, and you're like, I've had loads of fun playing darts. I'm going to be a 60-year-old man with my kids and my grandkids and Aaron, and we're going to be playing in the sea, and I'm going to be covering them in seaweed, and I'm going to think, you know what, that Jack, I'm going to remember you because you'll have died 20 years ago. And I'm going to be thinking, that Jack, God, that poor soul, he should have unlearned his woke,
I just,
not even woke, anti-woke.
I don't have the urge to play. I
know,
because
I've not played before.
I have played.
You're not properly. You're not good at it, Jack. You're not good at playing. You're not good at playing.
I've never been playing. I never wanted to play as a kid either.
Jesus Christ.
I've always been a
chiller. You need to learn how to play.
No, because I don't get no value from it.
Yes, you do. It's fun. Value's fun.
I don't find it fun.
When we would go to the water parks back in the day and vlog it, that were fun. That were playing. That was literally paid playing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so much fun.
But I just liked the slides.
See, you do have play in your heart, man. You're yeah. like, Joe, you're like Scrooge.
No. There's things I like. But what I don't like is the rough and tumble shit. You just want to jump on folk in the water.
I fucking hurt my back because I thought I genuinely, my head sounds soft because it looks dead soft. And I was throwing myself on the sand and I just fucked my back.
Yeah, it's rocks, little rocks.
Yeah, man, fuck.
But anyway, my point being, I just like, I have the things I enjoy doing and you always try and pressure me into doing things you enjoy and I don't want to do them.
How can you not enjoy playing? You got no soul.
No, I enjoy playing the things I like to play.
What? Like what?
Fucking... Mate, I love doing a bit of paddleboarding.
That's not playing. And you won't even let me on your paddleboard when you go paddleboarding.
Yeah, because your way of playing is
fucking
jarring.
Because I
want to
play. It's not jarring. Everyone plays. When they have fun with me, they play. When they play with me, they
you
have fun.
You and Aaron get on. And I love that you have that with each other. I
and
don't
Freddy.
Want it. Yeah, but you...
And Harry. And Harry plays in the same way as me. All four of us play. Toby doesn't play the same way as me. You and Toby are similar players.
Yeah, well, as a kid... Right, when we went to the play area, I'd play for about like 20 minutes and then I'd go sit with the adults and have a
Jesus
chat.
Jesus fucking, oh my God.
That's what
man.
I'm like.
That's
my
great.
Vibe,
I would
man.
Play for hours. We had this place in Nottingham called Run Riot and I'd fucking Run Riot, all right?
We had Play Mania. I tell you what, I weren't up for the mania of it all. That was
play.
I wanted a bit of play, less mania. And then we had Django's, which never...
I Run Riot and then when Dad said when
no,
it was time to
no
go home,
there.
I Run Quiet. That's good. Anyway, you got playing, man. I'm always playing, man. You got him, man. Matt Pat plays, and you want to be like Matt Pat. Plays spare.
No, I like him. You're very closed-minded.
I'm not, Jack. I'm literally open-minded. Jack, I'm such an open-minded person. Move on to your next point. It's going to talk about how open-minded I am.
You like talking to strangers a lot.
I do.
These days, I don't know what happened, but you find excuses to talk to strangers.
Oh yeah.
Like you will talk. I've spoken by proxy to so many strangers on this trip because I'll be with you and next thing you know, you'll involve strangers in a conversation. And you know how much I hate that.
You're not very good at small talk, I've learned on this trip.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
If you see Jack in the street, don't go up to him.
No, do. If you want to. If it means something to you, do.
All right.
If it means something to you, do. It won't mean much to me, but it will mean a lot to you. No, not even that. No. It's not. I'm being arse. I find it a bit difficult, but I want people to be able to talk to me if they want to, but I just know I will. There'll be a bit of a challenge for me. I've gone shy. I spoke about it on our Patreon, but I'm going to come out and say it on the main episode. I've gone shy, viewers. I'm shy.
Yeah, I've gone a bit funny, haven't you?
I've gone shy. I don't know what happened. I'm just shy these days.
I'm not. I'm even less shy than ever. Come up to me. I'll have a good chat with you. I love chatting with anyone and everyone.
But this is the thing. You just keep doing it.
When have I done it then?
You went up to those boys to ask if you could play. You did that.
They were year 10, by the way. Everyone.
I think, like, you four. Know what it is? When you have a small...
They were like 15, 16. They weren't like four. They weren't tiny boys. It just sounded a bit dodgy.
Whenever you have to have a small interaction with a stranger, you make it such a big thing. Like, you don't do small talk. You don't do small talk. This is the thing. You say, I don't like it. I don't. But you don't do it. You turn every talk to big talk.
How? I'll give an example.
Like, the way you... Like, you know, I don't know. You... The way you interact with anyone is different.
Who else is like
whenever you talk to the TSA people, we spoke about this. Like, you know, like, you always have to make a little joke with them. It's like you won't just get through the process. It's like you have to make it a thing. And like, you do this with everyone, ever. Like, I've never seen you, like, even when you order food, there's this whole thing of you go, well, and there's always a joke. There's always a joke. You never just have the interaction.
I do sometimes. I'm dead tired.
I've never witnessed it.
Really?
I've never. This isn't a dig. This is a
glorious trait.
It's just a fun fact about you. But like, you always make an interaction into like a sort of bit in some way, shape, or form.
Oh no!
Drops his fidget toy. But that's what I found. But you really like interacting with strangers in that capacity.
My favourite thing is interacting with someone who's a server and then once I've made them laugh a few times going, discount?
And they never give you one.
No. It's worked a very few times. Very rarely, but sometimes I do.
You're really convinced you can charm people into anything.
I'm seriously a good... When it's time to
roll... You're not bad at it. You sometimes can do very well.
No, I'm really... When it's time to roll the dice, and I know I really have to step it up. I really can.
Yeah, but no.
I've got me and Freddie into some things that we shouldn't have been.
What you do is, and some people find this very charming, is you're very insistent. And some people find it charming because you're cheeky about it. Some people find this the exact opposite of charming.
I've never met anyone that don't find
it. You don't realise, I've seen you irritate people.
No.
I've watched it happen.
When? Give an example.
The TSA lady. I wasn't trying to charm.
I just told her a little. She pissed me off first.
I think sometimes what you do is risky, but I've seen it pay off for you a lot, and that's
good.
I've
never seen it fail me.
I have.
Well, that's your only example, so no.
Having one example of a time is still evidence that it has failed.
No, but that wasn't a time I was gunning for anything. I wasn't trying to get free TSA anything.
I've seen you be rejected the discount a lot.
Oh, yeah, but if you don't ask, you don't get. It's true. What is it?
I think that was the phrase.
Miss all of the shots you don't take.
Oh, yeah, sure. No. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, you just love talking to strangers.
No, like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's it.
Yeah. And that's true. But I've found what I've realised is you also miss about 80% of the shots you do take.
I miss a lot of my shots.
So I don't know, maybe I'm rejection sensitive, but I just rather not bother.
I'm not. I love a good bit of rejection. It builds character. True. I've been rejected so much in so many different contexts.
That's true. That
it's really true. I'm very familiar with
it. I'm happy you have such fun talking to strangers.
I love it.
I just, you know full well, I find it really difficult to watch.
But you don't even like I like making new friends. You've got enough friends.
No, I don't not like making new friends. I'm not actively searching for any right now.
Oh, I always want new friends.
It's just, if I meet someone that I go, oh, actually, they seem quite cool, I befriend them. But like, I'm not actively going out into the world talking to strangers in case they're cool. That's the difference. You're talking to everyone in case there's someone you want to befriend.
Everyone's got a bit of cool in them.
Oh, yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is like, I've got enough in my life. And if I meet someone that I really feel will be an addition to it, they'll be added. However, I'm not actively shopping right now. Because as far as I'm concerned, I've got enough. Where I think you're actively searching.
I just don't mind.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, something mad. This is actually weird. I get recognised a lot more in Australia than England.
So far, yeah. You've really got a lot here.
Which is weird, because I didn't really know about Australia or what it even, like, what it would be. I couldn't visualise it. I'm very shocked. Mm. It's very, like, this whole area of the world where people know me, and I didn't, it's a bit weird for me. It's quite exciting.
You've got a lot of it. I don't know whether it's like a population science thing of like, it's not, there's half the people in the UK in Australia, the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Which, and it's very densely populated because 95% of the country is uninhabited.
Wow. That's, why don't they inhabit it?
They can't. It's like a desert out there.
Oh, but just, you know, we're modern. I played City Skylines. Do you know what I mean? You get a water pump, you get a sewage pump. You get residential area, economy area, industrial area.
Economy! Sorry. Oh, sorry, I got ill. It really shocked me. I wonder what it is. Because the thing is, right? Like, you think we get it the most in America because that's where most of the audience is, but you don't.
You get it very consistently in America.
Yeah. I agree, but I'd say it's less than the UK, and it's definitely less than here.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about the fact that the population is smaller the more you get recognised consistently. Like, that's the trend. Mm. So, like, it's very weird. I don't know whether it's like a science thing or whether the fact that like we just have a higher percentage Australian audience than we thought. I'm very intrigued by the whole thing. I love a little bit of data science. So sorry if I removed the wonder with my data science. I don't know whether this is better or worse.
It's fine.
But it's very intriguing.
Look, before we go to this Patreon, what do you think of my beard?
I like the beard. I'm
going to grow it out.
I know you have. You told me.
But I've had nerves about it. I've had nerves.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. You went, do you think people will be disappointed when they come to the show if I have a beard?
In my head.
This I thought was, this is like one of the mentalist things you've ever said.
In my head, I don't have a beard. I don't have a beard on the poster. So I thought, well, if they show up and I have a beard, they'll be stressed.
I really don't think... I think most people would just be happy to see you.
True.
It's like he's not wearing the red and white shirt. You know, it's like you could take this to any degree. I think the beard's fine. I think a couple of people would be a little bit like, oh, that's
weird. I'm averse to change.
I know you are.
I've had the same haircut 5 years.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit smaller now.
Yeah.
It was a bigger haircut back in the day.
Yeah. But I'm ready. I'm ready for a bit of change. You know what I mean? I've got a beard. That's it, really.
It suits you, the beard. Thank you. How long are you going to grow it?
I don't think... It could be a fun challenge to see how long it could grow. I feel like I could go it might go massive.
This is good. I really like this. This is a good length.
I like it here, quite honestly.
I like it, but at the same time, I think you should try it longer first.
It'll be exciting to see how long it could go.
Yeah, I would have a period of growing it, and then once you've tried them all, revert back to where you were happiest.
Like pubes.
Yes.
Right, well, guys, let's check in on that worm.
How is the worm doing? Back to you in the stew.
Dio.
Why would you do that?
Listen, we've been through a lot, you and I. And I know our relationship, it's been at a strain recently. You're jealous. You're jealous and it's wrong of you to be jealous. But however, you're valid. You're so valid. And, oh, I can see you as well. And I know that I've recently got a dog and it's put strain on our, you know, strictly professional relationship, and I know that the main points that you had issues with was that I was walking the dog and I wasn't walking you. I wasn't giving you the attention you deserve, worm. So today I've devised a contraption for you. You're gonna walk and you're going to walk more than any worm has ever wanted to walk before. Oh, you're a little bit tangled up. There we go. All right. Come on. Come on, worm. Let's hit it. You're veering a little bit off course. Is this everything you always dreamed of? Is this ever, are we good now? Are we friends again? Me and this damn worm. I mean, me and this magnificent creature.
Wow, that worm is well.
Every week it looks to be doing well. Last I saw, because we don't get, it's, you know, because we're all halfway across the world, we don't get these reports back till later. Last I saw, it was just getting pissed with Average Harry.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks. So as of recording this, that's the last we saw. But I realised by the time the viewers seen
this, Harry in the studio?
No, they were in the pub.
Really?
The worm. There's a lot of drinks between them.
That's unlike Harry.
I know. But yeah, he went for a bev with the worm.
Right. Well, we got a lot more to talk about over on this bloody Patreon.
We do. We've got a lot. And I tell you what, the first thing is a little cheeky. I'm quite excited to talk about that. It's definitely something we couldn't say.
Can I just say, wider Jack, public? That was a crazy good narrative hook. That's going to pull over.
Why would you
the
do
Patreon.
This? Don't
it's
ruin the
loads of people. Come. Cheeky? What?
I tell you
me?
What, you must fucking hate getting paid or something, mate. Every time I do a
good pug. I'm sorry, I just thought that was a genius little narrative hook.
We're going to move over there now because we've got something very exciting to talk about, but we'll see you.
Oh, that's a genius thing to
you are a prick.
All right, we're going to go over there onto the
Patreon.